we have some different tax rules in 2018, I recall, as the administration made changes. And one of those is to itemize deductions. What do we need to know about those rules for this year when it comes to tax planning?
Yeah, and this is a good time to be looking at this rather than waiting till the end of December to start trying to figure out what can be done. So a little advanced planning is always appreciated. And the big difference, like you said, is going to be in the standard deduction or itemized deduction amount. And that's basically doubling, nearly doubling from what it has been in previous years. So if you've itemized deductions in the past, if you're single, it's going from $6,350 up to now $12,000 before you can itemize deductions. As married, it's going from $12,700 last year to $24,000 this year. So what it means is the government basically allows you to have this deduction amount, this $12,000 if you're single or $24,000 if you're married, and you can take that without having any actual expenses that are being itemized. But if you have expenses that add up to more than that that you can deduct from your income, then they allow you to use that number instead. So what we need to start doing is looking at what are those possible deductible expenses we have for this year, plus whatever we're planning to do before the end of the year, and are we close to that amount? If we're married, are we close to that $24,000 deductible amount? And if so, then are there some strategies or some ideas that we can do to actually get beyond it so we can deduct these other expenses? And there's a lot of different things that can come into play, and I'm sure your CPA and financial planner would appreciate you coming in November rather than on December 25th or 26th or something like that and trying to do it all in the last week of the year. So it's a good time to start looking at where your actual expenses are going to be coming in.
Well, Brad, I know that less taxpayers are going to actually benefit from being able to itemize their deductions, and that includes charitable gifts. And I remember we talked about this a little bit last year. Just kind of recap a little bit, if you can recall kind of what you said about this last year, that just because we may not be able to benefit as much from itemizing deductions, it doesn't mean that we should begin to drop off with charitable giving. That is still so important, and that's biblical.
That's absolutely true. So being able to deduct our charitable gifts, that's just a benefit and helps us to be able to give more. It should never be the reason why we're giving. So we're supposed to decide in our hearts what we're giving and go ahead and do that. So from a Christian ministry perspective, I'm hoping Christian ministries are not being affected by this tax deduction and or the tax change, because people should be giving anyway. The only thing it could affect is, you know what, I'm not going to save as much on my taxes, which I was normally giving what I saved in taxes in addition to what I was had decided in my heart to give. So it made me a better giver or a larger giver, and that's the only thing I'm missing out on. It shouldn't make it so that we're giving less. And actually, as we're approaching the end of the year, we need to be looking at, should I possibly be giving more now to be able to itemize and be able to get that tax benefit this year instead of not getting the benefit of being able to itemize my taxes? So there are some giving strategies that we can have as useful tools to us to maybe benefit from those tax rules.
Well, speaking of those tax strategies, if someone is nearing that deductible amount, what are some planning ideas that they should think of before the end of the year to potentially benefit them?
Yeah, and let me give one for the person that's not itemizing taxes that may come into play for some people. If you're over age 70 and a half and you have a traditional retirement plan and you're forced to take this required minimum distribution, if you're in that bracket, you know what I'm talking about, because this is a distribution you have to take from your retirement plan. It gets taxed, and then even if you give it to charity, you may not be itemizing your taxes and get the write-off to neutralize the tax effect. One thing you can consider is what's called a qualified charitable distribution. That's where instead of taking the distribution yourself, you can have it paid directly to a qualified charity. And then since you didn't receive the money, you don't have to pay the taxes on that gift, and it still meets this requirement of a distribution from your tax plan you had to take. So if you're in that boat and you would like to make a charitable gift out of your IRA or your retirement plan, consider at least that qualified charitable distribution and talk to somebody and see if that fits for you. For the rest of us, if we're nearing that amount, one thing we can consider is moving some of next year's gifts into this year. So if we look at what we were going to give in January or February. Can we just accelerate that and go ahead and make that gift before the end of the year? Because then it counts as a deduction this year and adds to whatever else our deductions are in 2018. So it may give us that benefit of being able to itemize this year when, if we spread it out into tax, the two different tax years, we don't actually get the benefit of itemizing in either year.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing to consider is giving appreciated assets like stocks or mutual funds or things that have this tax liability of an untaxed gain inside them. So the market has done so well for so many years, a lot of us, if we have investment accounts, probably have some kind of gain in there that if we sold the asset, it would get taxed. Well, we could look at actually giving that to the ministries we're looking to support. And since we're giving away the gain to charity, we still get the full tax deduction, but we don't have to pay the tax like we would, as if we would sell it. So instead of giving cash, we could look at giving away some assets. Also, another way that we can accelerate, so maybe we can't all write a check for what we would have given in January or February, but we might be able to direct a gift out of our investment account without actually hurting our budget. And then the last, I'll actually throw out a tool that a lot of people haven't ever heard of, which is called a donor-advised fund. So as we're looking at how do we do more giving this year or get the tax benefit of it this year, one of those tools is a donor advised fund. And basically what that allows you to do is get the benefit of the tax deduction now, but gives you time before you actually have to distribute the gift out to the charities that will ultimately receive it. So for a lot of people, they don't know exactly where they want that gift to be directed, but they know they want the tax write-off in this year. So they can use what's called a donor advised fund to make the gift now and then distribute it to those charities later.
Well, Brad, if you're like me, and I know many people are going to be in this boat, this is the first time I've even heard of a donor advised fund. So where should we look to find a reputable one? Where do we start with that?
Well, as with everything, I would say seek wise counsel. So whether you're talking to whatever professional you trust in the financial arena, whether it's your financial planner, your CPA, whoever that is, definitely have the conversation with them, because while it sounds complicated, it's not necessarily all that complicated. But if you've never done it before, you want to make sure you understand it well. But a lot of the big financial institutions that you would see advertising on TV, a lot of them offer a donor advised fund option. Some of them call it a charitable gift fund or a charitable giving fund. So it can go under several different names, but most of those reputable firms are going to offer some kind of option like that. And there's some Christian options out there as well, including National Christian Foundation is one of the biggest ones in that arena that would offer a Christian-backed version of a donor advised fund.
Well, Brad, you know, as we're looking toward this, is there any kind of last closing statement before the end of the year? I know you said planning is always appreciated, but what's that last piece of advice that you might have for folks who are kind of staring this down and you want to remind them, you know, don't put this stuff off? What's the most important thing they need to be thinking about just right now?
It always goes back to the idea of stewardship. So we're wanting to make the most of what God has put into our hands. And so we're managing God's assets, including how much we actually pay out in taxes. So all we're trying to do is be a wise manager of God's resources. And being a wise manager requires planning, requires knowledge, requires research. So all I'm asking people and would encourage people to do is do that research. Be wise and be shrewd in taking care of God's assets and manage them well. And if that means you can actually get some benefit of paying less in taxes and give more of that away to the ministries you're wanting to support, then that's being a wise steward of the assets God has entrusted you with.